I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Amy's in Lakewood. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you hear that plane noise, by the way?
Today?
Yeah, the we played sound from a plane that was moaning. Did you hear that?
No.
Okay.
It's
never mind
up.
Then.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll
I
have
just
to.
Didn't wonder if you. I wonder if you. I just had a question about it because I think it's bogus. All right, Amy's in Lakewood. Okay. She is today's contestant. We're glad you're playing a round of Trump Tui. So let's begin the game. Just ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
Yes, I'm leaving the room. Good luck to you, Amy.
All right, she's leaving the room. Once again, her record as she is now shutting the door, 1,413 victories. Quite a couple of those 281 losses came last week. Let's see if you can handle her 282nd loss. And we begin with question number one. We begin with Maroon 5. They've announced new dates for a new Las Vegas residency at the Dolby Live at Park MGM. So they've announced 16 shows kicking off March 24th of next year. Are we sure that this is such a great idea as this lead singer of the band Maroon 5 is in the middle of a cheating scandal?
Oof, Adam Levine.
Question number two. Adam Levine, Vegas, cheating scandal. All right, question number two. Taco Bell is giving rewards members the chance to bring back one of their two discontinued items, either the double-decker taco or the enchirito. A double-decker taco at Taco Bell, is it a hard taco wrapped in a soft shell? Or is it a soft shell inside of a hard taco?
It's probably a hard taco wrapped in a soft taco.
Question number three, Spice Girls, celebrating the 25th anniversary of their sophomore album, Spice World, with a special re-release that would include new and expanded versions of the album. Which one of these songs can be found on the Spice World album? Is it Wannabe, To Become One, or Spice Up Your Life?
I'm going to go with Wannabe.
Question number four. Hurricane Ian is responsible for totally knocking out the power grid in Cuba, and we've talked about it this morning, clearly heading towards the state of Florida. The hurricane is heading towards the Gulf side of Florida, although this college, located on the southeastern part of the state of Florida, is known as the Hurricanes.
Is it University of Miami?
Question number five, the Cleveland Browns. Well, they released a statement about Myles Garrett's injuries. He sustained a shoulder sprain, bicep strain, minor lacerations, and some bumps and bruises. And they say his availability for Sunday's game in Atlanta will be evaluated by team doctors throughout the week. So your Cleveland Browns have two wins this season. Can you name both teams that they've defeated?
Well, we won against the Steelers, A.
I knew I liked you.
B. Go Browns. darn it. We lost against the Jets.
Oh, that was rough.
And who was the first team we won against? It's Carolina Panthers.
Oh, Amy, we're going to see how you did and how many of the five you got correct. That's next. All right, a round of Trump 2. We continues. Amy of Lakewood is today's contestant. She did a good job. She got four.
Whoa. Well done,
four
Amy.
Four correct today, Amy.
Pressure's nice on. Work. That is well done.
Absolutely. Nice work. Four out of five. Jen's record, as I mentioned, 1,413 victories. Let's see and see if it holds up. Could be her 282nd loss. We will find out right now as we begin the rest of the game. And we begin at question number one. And we begin with Maroon 5. Well, they have announced dates for a new Las Vegas residency at the Dolby Live at Park MGM. They've announced 16 shows kicking off next year on March 24th. Are we sure that's such a great idea? Is this lead singer of the band Maroon 5 is in the middle of a cheating scandal?
That would be Adam Levine.
It would be Adam Levine. In Vegas. DMs. Question number two. Taco Bell is giving reward members the chance to bring back one of two discontinued items, either the double-decker taco or the enchirito? Now, the double-decker taco at Taco Bell, is it a hard taco wrapped in a soft shell or a soft shell inside of a hard taco?
The first one.
I don't remember which one that was.
It's a hard
taco. I'm kidding. Yeah. I technically have a hard taco covered in bean paste and wrapped in a soft shell.
You call it bean paste all the time.
I said it to the correspondent earlier. She's like, it kind of is a bean paste.
I know.
All right. Question number three. The Spice Girls are celebrating the 25th anniversary of their sophomore album, Spice World, with a special re-release that will include new and expanded versions of the album. Which one of these songs can be found on the Spice World album? Is it Wannabe? Is it To Become One? Or Spice Up Your Life?
Spice Up Your Life.
It is. Spice Up Your Life. All right.
Everybody. It's a good song. You should play that. Don't play that. I feel like we'll
you heard it, right?
I feel Skippy, like we'll get in trouble. Boss. Don't. Skippy will yell at you.
It's 100% coming up next. Maybe 98%. Question number four. Hurricane Ian is responsible for totally knocking out the power grid.
Go to the Odyssey
app. Clearly not laughing at that.
Sorry.
In Cuba, it is heading towards Florida. The hurricane is heading towards the Gulf side of Florida. Once again, the hurricane is heading towards the Gulf side of Florida, although this college located on the southeastern part of the state is known as the Hurricanes.
That's the Tampa Hurricanes. Fort Myers
Ooh,
Hurricanes.
That was the Trump Tui tip, too.
That is the Key Westicanes.
I think the singing of the Spice Girls threw you off.
It did.
It threw me
really
off in
listening.
Asking the question. I was just kind of mumbling. University of Miami.
Oh,
they are the Hurricanes.
Yes, it definitely was the Spice Girls that threw me off.
It definitely was.
Mm-hmm, I would have known otherwise.
Absolutely.
Sure would have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you need to get this to tie because Amy of Lakewood got four.
Ooh.
You have three of the first four. We're going to question number five, and we're going to the Cleveland Browns. They released a statement about Myles Garrett's injuries. He sustained a shoulder sprain, biceps strain, minor lacerations, and some bumps and some bruises. And they say that his availability for Sunday's game in Atlanta will be evaluated by team doctors throughout the week. So the Browns have two wins this season. Can you name both teams they defeated?
The Steelers. Who did they play first? They were out of town. Was that the Jets? And then the Steelers. And then, was it the Falcons? No, that's that this weekend. Wasn't the Ravens. Who did they play? Oh, God. It was Baker Mayfield's team.
Jen,
Charlotte.
We need an answer. Jen, we need
Carolina.
An answer.
Carolina Panthers.
No.
Sorry.
That sounds like the exact thought process that Amy of Lakewood just had, I don't know, 5 minutes ago or something like that. Four to four. Amy got four of Lakewood, and Jen got four.
I mean, I'm really glad I got that answer, but I'm really sorry that we tied, Amy. That's not that I'm glad I beat you.
She literally knocked my screen off the air from when
she
hit the table when she realized it. When you said Charlotte, you hit the table, the whole screen went out.
Sorry. Did it really?
It did.
My kids,
real sorry.
My kids were all ready to cheer if we won, but oh well.
Look at that. So,
I'm sorry, kids.
So Jen beat a 14-year-old earlier in the week
Stop.
That was heading to school,
Stop.
And now a car full of kids with frowns. Oh, this is what just happened. Well, Mama did a great job. Amy of Lakewood, you know what you need to say.
This is Amy from Lakewood, and I did not trump Tui on Star 102.